show tonight.
Hey.
Big show, big show. We got the big cat Dave Landau in the house.
Hi, hello everyone. Hey.
Captain, one of the captains of Compound.
Motherfucking vice principal. Yeah. He's dropping in on our class.
He's VP, dude.
He's gonna run how, he's gonna see how we do shit down here, dude.
I literally looked at the clock at the bar I was at 10 minutes before I left, and I was like, I gotta get there early. Dave's gonna be in studio.
I was eating a sandwich and matzo ball soup.
Oh, you were late.
Yeah.
Late. You eat that Jew dish, you're going to be late.
Went and had some Jew dishes. Full fucking, what do you call it? Where you can't eat the cheese or whatever?
Like
super
intolerant?
Jew? What do they call it there?
Kosher?
Oh, no, matzo ball soup you had.
Yeah, no, I know it's
lactose
matzo.
Intolerant.
I didn't know if it's the same thing.
What did you?
It makes Jews gassy.
Are you Jewish?
No.
You're not Jewish.
You said it like
well, my last name's Landau, so if anybody accuses me, I could be like, no, I'm Jewish. But I'm really Irish and Italian.
Sounds like a concentration camp.
It's a very concentration
camp. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a very trained name.
Yeah.
Dachau,
Landau.
I shouldn't have said
chamber.
It.
Yeah.
Reiterate it. I shouldn't have done that.
I called you vice principal up front. I was going to call you like Goebbels.
Goebbels, I like.
Like that's you were whoever the second was.
That was actually Goebbels, there was Goebbels a fight was, for the second.
Goebbels was number two.
I think he was number two.
Maybe in terms of crime, in terms of murder.
Yeah.
And complicit, being complicit.
Sam Elliott was two in Roadhouse, though. My favorite part.
Would you rather go with that, Sam Elliott?
Sam
Goebbels.
I would if I had one of my wishes would be to like a getaway to the mountains with Sam Elliott.
Yeah,
just like fucking just
make up whatever about there and you'd believe them.
Jet skiing, couple
jet skiing in the mountains,
motorcycles. Yeah,
it'd be hard to
summertime.
Do.
Summertime mountains.
Oh,
wintertime's a little too close for
Sam. Jet skiing in the mountains.
I think it's easier to jet ski on snow.
What are you talking about? There's lots of lakes, plenty of lakes.
Hey, dude, you look like a young Sam Elliott, dude. Grow that hair out.
Oh yeah, look at him. Handsome boy.
Yeah, you
holy
really
shit,
could
dude.
Be. Yeah, you could be his son.
Boy.
Wow.
Guys, I wasn't expecting these compliments so hot off the fucking jump right now.
Well, there you go.
We're 2 minutes in, and,
yeah,
and
so you're gonna go jet skiing in the Rockies with this guy?
I would love to. I would fucking love to.
He has. I bet you guys. I bet you have equally as good of hair if you let it grow out.
Yeah, I agree.
I think
Dave. I agree, Dave. Why don't we do this more often? Why don't you come here every fucking
tell you how handsome
every Wednesday, just for the first 2 minutes, then you leave.
Yeah, then I'm like, all right, guys, see you.
The other
you
just
your handsome.
You know, I'd like to go over the mountains with John Candy.
You
yeah.
do look a bit
yeah,
like John
that
Candy.
That makes sense.
I told you that, didn't I?
Yeah, a bunch of people have
but
been
like
here.
Summer
that.
Rental John Candy.
Throw up Summer Rental
not like
John
Candy. Like Wagons East John Candy, not
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
Death
I wasn't,
Store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't made
like,
it there yet.
Like young John Candy.
Young
like
John
1941
Candy.
Stripes.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. He was sexiest man alive in the 90s on People magazine.
What?
Oh, he really was, yeah.
What?
John Candy was. Find it. Prove this.
Yes.
He was sexiest man. Yeah, there's
I mean, Hitler was Time Man of the Year. Yeah. He sometimes I mean, these Man of the Years.
I mean, he didn't
there's a gray area.
Wrong.
Yeah.
He didn't achieve quite the same notoriety as Adolf Hitler. He brought more joy to people, though,
he
I think.
He killed 6 million in the audience.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, he killed a lot of people in the crowd.
Yes. You're scrambling to find John Candy back there, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he was.
Who he is.
People magazine's time.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I looked inside a
and
little
you're wearing
bit.
The exact same.
The other way.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, you look great.
Yeah.
God damn.
I mean, John Candy's the man.
He's heavier.
John Candy is the fucking man.
You're not, but he's a bigger.
Also, I just found out John Goodman's still alive. I thought that.
He is.
Yeah, I thought
he's
he died.
Killing it.
I thought he died years
I think
ago.
He got fat again.
Yeah, well, he was
lost weight for a while.
He got thin.
Yeah.
And now he's fat again.
Yeah.
Because he was in, what was that terrible movie? A lot of them, Cloverfield?
Yeah, he was
oh,
in
no,
the
I
second
see
one. Yeah.
I just like King Ralph.
What's that?
You've never seen King Ralph?
No.
It's where they find out that he's the heir to the throne of England, so they come and get John Candy.
Oh, and he's King John Candy.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
not John Candy.
John
Goodman,
where it's like a
I'm
fuck
confusing
around.
I'm like, wait, what?
They both sound like...
So it's a drama. Desserts. It's not like... It's not a comedy. It's not...
It's a comedy.
Yeah, he's like
it's
a...
It's not funny, but it's worth the watch. He eats spotted dick. It's the whole joke.
It's a good joke.
For 2 hours?
Yeah, it's that and him and Peter O'Toole.
Really?
Yeah, Peter O'Toole's in it.
Oh, God.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Hey, play that video. Thank you. I gotta fucking cut this Jimmy conversation off real quick.
When Jimmy gets going. His theater hard on?
What the
he's
hell
got a
does
hard
that
on?
Mean?
That's the next half hour is Jimmy talking about fucking Lawrence of Arabia. Look at this. This is better.
Oh!
This is Larry of fucking Trenton. This is high art.
Oh my god, there's two.
Yeah, look at these, they're pint-sized twins.
Zero and Scorpion.
Oh, dude. Holy fuck, that's LeMaire in the white.
Do you think the other one fell?
One more. Probably like five more.
This is how I water my houseplants. Just jam them in the corner.
Oh my.
Oh! Look at his ragdoll!
Dude, yeah, he becomes a ragdoll. It just drops.
Oh my god.
It looks like an old, like, In Living Color sketch. But
Don't. Imagine having the balls, like, being, like, 4'7", 4'9". He's max 5'4". Max.
Talking shit. To a guy that's capable of that.
What is this, like a Taco Bell?
Sort of all Shakespeare here.
I'm 5'5", and I think they're small.
Yeah,
they've got to be
mini men.
Really tiny.
Yeah.
5'5"?
Well, and a half, according to my doctor.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He talks to me like
rock
I'm still
half.
Growing.
Always rock
Move that gay.
Like I'm still growing.
Always. Embarrassing.
Very
just,
short. I don't
just
care.
Bonding on
no, nothing
shit.
Wrong with
I started
being short.
Smoking when I was 12, and then I didn't grow anymore.
That's not it.
Oh, you
I have
think
a
it was
twin brother who's much taller than
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a twin brother?
Yeah, he's 6'1", and I'm this.
No.
Do you blame cigarettes?
And drugs.
Is that because
you're doing drugs when you were 8?
12. 13.
Dang.
I was smoking and drinking then, and I'm fucking massive.
What kind of drugs?
Well, John Candy.
Oh, yeah, true.
Funny, he read his autobiography.
I don't look great.
He also did, but he kept growing.
So you're saying we were circus freaks?
I'm just saying, me and you were a different breed. You and I could put
Same
on a real
thing?
Show. We get an elephant, tour the country.
People see Shane, they're like, are you 100% hungover? You used to do hard drugs?
Yeah.
12?
Not hard drugs at 12. No. I waited until I was like 14, 15.
Yeah, you started smoking weed and all that shit.
Yeah, weed, cigarettes, beer.
And you jumped
it.
Cigar, Black and Milds.
Yeah.
You take your note to the fucking store and you're
we
like, my dad needs cigars for a dinner party.
Damn, that's
Black
a good
and
move.
Milds. Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
We would smoke weed, but I never inhaled when we were young.
Really?
I just didn't know how.
Yeah.
So I'd always think, I'd be like, man, I'm so high.
Yeah.
And then a few years later, I got high as fuck. I was like, oh, I was doing it wrong.
A few nights later.
Oh, yeah, I got high.
I may have not been inhaling, because the first couple times, I didn't get high, but when it hit me,
I
loved it.
Oh, yeah,
properly inhaling.
Yeah.
And then once you start to do that.
Because cigarettes, I choked a lot.
Yeah.
But I tried and tried until I was 2 to 3 packs a day.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
15 years.
The first time I ever smoked a cigarette, I think I was like 5th or 6th grade in my because my dad smoked in the house at all times.
Mine did too, yeah.
And I was out at like
Sorry to cut you off. My dad dipped. Now I dip.
Hell yeah.
Because we're smoking off your dad.
That, see?
When your dad dips, you dip.
I
we dip.
From
dip.
Watching you, dad.
That's what I used to tell him.
Damn, you stepped all over Tommy's.
He died of cancer when I was a teenager.
Your dad did?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, but it wasn't because of cigarettes. His lungs were fine.
What did he die of?
Brain cancer from Agent Orange in Vietnam.
Whoa, was that?
Maybe that's why you're short.
I like to bring down the show.
Oh, my God.
Could be why I'm short from crying.
Agent Orange. Your brain was depleted.
I didn't want to grow anymore. There's no hope to get to the top.
You're closer to his grave anyway, just to pray.
I can get on my
How long ago was this?
Oh, man.
God, well, 20 years ago. 20-some. Yeah, 20-some years
funny,
ago.
It's funny he was like, a fair one, like, people like it. It's like upbeat.
Yeah.
We're like, you're closer to the ground to your dead dad because you're short.
Oh, I don't care. I once made a video where I had to do it for a TV show, and I went to my dad's grave, and then I had my friend walk by like a zombie after I said something really emotional.
That's hilarious.
Never aired it.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
my God.
He'd laugh. Who gives a shit? No, it's all funny to me. I don't care.
Damn, so he was in Vietnam and got...
He was in Nam and got Agent Orange.
Ugh.
Yep. And then the old brain cancer aru.
Yowza. Well, that's good, because they say, like, the offspring of guys that were exposed
could
to
have
Agent Orange. Yeah, or yeah, they had
so
like
I may die.
They had, you know, some form of disability.
Yeah, which fortunately I
well, honestly,
you know, I'm short and could die of cancer. I mean, either one.
Let me tell you something. Being short is the best disability.
Yeah, it's yeah. not a bad disability.
Of all of them.
It makes my cock look huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It really does. Yeah, that's the benefit.
God, I'll tell you what. Being big and fat, your dick looks horrible.
It does
horrible.
Not help the cock department.
Horrible. No.
Horrible dick, dude.
It's horrible.
My dick's not.
Some people, though.
Some other people, I heard.
John Goodman, horrible dick.
I heard Candy was packing.
He was packing.
I heard John Candy had a fat dick, dude.
Is that true?
No doubt. No doubt Candy had a big old breach.
Do you have any Candy dick pics? Yeah, just Google Candy dick and see what comes up.
Hey, Shane, how's your diet going, man? You were on that special diet thing?
What kind of fucking question is that?
Because it was, you were talking about how fat you were, and I thought, nah, you're not that fat. I was going to say something positive.
Oh,
damn, dog.
No, you don't look that fat.
Hot.
No, that's actually kind of nice. Well, that's going all right. Yeah,
yeah, we're good. I just checked.
Yeah, I know. This is insane.
Speaking of Agent Orange, what? Let's take some questions what's from the bleachers.
That, what's in that fucking cargo pant pocket there? That's packed.
I got bags for picking up dog stuff.
That's
and
a dead
got,
dog.
The other one is...
left is the bag, yeah. Right is the shit.
Left is a poodle he fucked to death.
And,
this is a woman's hair.
Yeah. Oh, this? This is my girlfriend's hair.
It's my landlord's face.
This is a girl that didn't want to go out with me.
Here's a voodoo doll of my ex. No.
You have an ex?
I have a couple of exes, I think.
You ever kill any of them?
No, I look that way, don't I?
No, I would never kill one.
Would you kill one of them? If
damn,
it was
look at that ear sticking out, dude. You look like a fucking orc. You look like you're about to fuck up Middle Earth.
Let me be a dentist.
Damn, dude.
Character. That is very Yoda.
I don't know, dude. Freaking.
My God, I got pointy ears.
Well, when yeah, you folded like that.
No, don't do that, man.
You should just walk around like that and ask for money.
Anyway, what we
that's
were
a cool
having a
hat.
Good time.
You that's like a cool hat you got. Yeah.
Look like a human penis, don't I?
All right, Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Boy.
Jim, you got to go to the bathroom.
What?
I don't know what kind of head that would be.
I'm
trying to figure out what brand of penis that would be.
Anyway, one of my favorite songs is about Agent
well,
Orange.
Circumcised.
Your yeah. children being
yeah
fucked up. What is it? What's the
well,
song?
Well, it's not all the kids. I hear a lot of kids. You know, I know a lot of friends whose dad had the old Agent Orange. They're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I might get Parkinson's when I'm like 40. We'll see. It's all a die roll.
Now you would have already shown signs. I think
I probably may
strong.
Have.
How old are you now?
36.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you're showing signs because you look a lot older.
I do look older.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I look like.
I'm great, too.
I look like a...
I'm 26.
Okay, I'm in sixth grade. They want me to shave and go undercover at a high school.
Dave, you're from Detroit, right?
I grew up in Detroit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why. That's why you're looking...
you think he looks old?
You're like... No, I'm saying he's
disheveled from all
he's graying like the way I like.
I think you look put together, dude.
Thank you.
He looks great. I don't mean like his body.
I look nice today.
Yeah, you got cool hair. You got the hair
thank
going.
You. Look rested.
I'm on a CPAP now.
Yeah,
what's that? A breathing machine.
A what?
Oh, you got sleep apnea?
Yeah, apparently I die 10 times in an hour.
That's awesome.
You put this on, and you know, I think it's just to make people not snore.
So you can sleep on your back.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane. You're an insane person.
Well, I don't like to do it. I have to now because I'm wearing scuba gear on my
Yeah. So you can't roll over, otherwise you
I can,
jar yourself.
But then I'm feeling a machine mash into my face. I fucking hate it.
So you can become accustomed to sleeping on your back, just being
I can try.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, honestly, like my biggest
I'm laughing at these two.
I like to sleep face down.
My biggest fear is like getting injured. And we've talked about this. It's going to a hospital and
you two
getting.
Do you share a bed unmarried?
Yes.
Good for you. Yeah. I hope hell sounds like
it. I don't like it either, dude.
No.
I'm very strict fucking Muslim.
Yeah.
I agree. I fucking hate that shit.
The fact that, I can see her mouth is upsetting.
I saw her ankle the other day.
Really? The whole ankle?
Fucked it.
Fucked it. There's no rocks around.
I went and got cummed as soon as I saw it. How dare you show
I wish
ankle.
I was closer to that pussy box. Anyway.
Your dad at Agent Orange.
Did we still have a crime report?
Damn, dude, that sucks. Your dad died of Agent Orange cancer.
Yeah. It's kind of shitty.
How old was he when he got drafted?
God damn, early 20s. Right out of college, it was like,
he went to college. So he
college?
Yeah, I played football. Came out, and then his number
Sick.
Was
Where'd
drafted.
Where did he play?
Ended up playing at Michigan State and then Wayne State.
Ooh, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I mean, fuck Michigan State, but also that's sick.
He played for Perlis in high school at St. Ambrose in Detroit. So, yeah, he had a league record. He was, like, a really fast. I inherited none of that, by the way. My brother's an athlete. I suck at everything.
And you were post-agent. When were you born compared to when he got
I was born in 82. He got Agent Orange in the 60s.
He got Agent Orange in the 90s in Vietnam.
Yeah, he got it. Well, he got it in the 60s, like 70s, you know, and then it started affecting him when he was 45. He started getting really bad headaches, yeah. And I know a lot of other people that have had it because I do shows for, like, the VA, raise money for it. Or not the VA. The VA can suck my fucking cock. They're the worst. But
really?
They're terrible. They don't take care of their soldiers. They'd rather have you die than actually help you.
So he got nothing in return.
No, he got nothing in return. My dad lost everything. And then as a result, the VA said, well, it wasn't from Agent Orange. They've since proved that it was from Agent Orange, and they're, like, ignoring it. But, I mean, a lot of soldiers deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't get the medical help that they need from the government.
Yowza.
Yeah. It's a downer.
No, it's not. This is interesting.
But it is good to put out there that the VA is shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard.
I was going to talk about my hardship.
What was yours?
Two nights ago, I got high and checked Reddit.
Oh, you read it? Well, don't
I read it. I did read it, and they were mean to me.
Yeah, they're not nice.
You read it.
I read it. I got high. Normally, they're really nice to me.
Are they?
Normally, they're very fucking nice. And then I got high.
Who was nice to you on Reddit?
Yeah, I know. That's not a good thing. Also,
I know.
That's not a good sign.
Were you being bullied so much, someone stepped in?
No, dude, everyone was...
Positive response on Reddit, you should be really worried.
They're all like, fuck yeah, dude, blah, blah, blah. And then these animals turned on me.
They're like 13-year-old kids.
Yeah, they're not.
No, they
are. Yes, they are. They're
either children or guys who you just...
Yes, or they're 38 living with their mom. No one's on Reddit commenting on your radio show.
ONA?
That's a...
Fucking ONA subreddit?
Yes, they're all the same people.
It's the worst place on the internet.
It's crazy.
It's like child porn rings and the ONA subreddit.
ONA subreddit is terrifying.
Why would you read it?
Well, normally it's good.
I used to read it in case I want to know how fat I was. Or
right. Yeah. You know what? Okay. So,
myself. Yeah.
How often do you
it's
and
Anthony? Because I hate myself, or I will just.
I know.
At it.
I know.
Do you and Anthony take calls like during your show?
Sometimes.
Okay. So, like, what's the consistency of your calls? Like, what would you say? Like the.
They're screened pretty good by Garrett. We get a lot of them. It's just we don't take.
You got a good screener back there.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Garrett's not back there right now.
Give a fuck.
Goddamn.
Holy fuck.
B team.
Mike, call in.
No,
Mike did just call in.
Don't care.
He hung up. He gave up.
No, we probably take a few calls. I mean, some of the stuff is ridiculous.
Do you guys get calls where guys act like they are talking about your show and then start screaming the N-word?
No.
Well, we do. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Those are probably, I mean, in fairness, those are probably our fans.
That's Reddit.
We also get, like, today we had a guy who was from Canada who called to say that he had put crystal meth in his ass before. So explained how it worked. You know, he's like, yeah, I done it. I put it in my arse. And that was an interesting.
Actually, that is interesting. So you have to wait till it dissolves?
Yeah, I guess it makes you high quicker, a lot like when you. Give yourself an enema in your asshole with alcohol.
Yeah.
I say this like we all just do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
No, I've never taken anything anally.
Okay, so you've done coke before?
I mean, besides, like, you know, an enema, which I give myself.
That's actually more strange.
Actually, I took a fucking Preparation H enema.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I never
took. Do you have a hemorrhoid?
Yeah.
It works right away.
Oh, it feels so good.
Yeah.
Dude. I have...
It? Yo. God damn it. Give me a goddamn minute, Drew, B-squad motherfucker.
My dildo that you wrote preparation.
But
dude.
But
is this
you know
your
what?
Dad you put on his phone?
Hold on, shut the fuck up.
No, this is
Jimmy, shut the fuck up.
No, I'm going to say something.
Jimmy, shut the fuck up for
don't
one
ruin
second.
This.
Yo, your butthole takes it.
Yeah.
Well, you shove an enema up.
Yeah.
Your butthole actually, like, grabs it and pulls it in.
Yeah. Like, it's a child's mouth and it's a crazy
It is. It's like, here comes the airplane. It's amazing.
So you just wait for it to disperse?
Butthole sucks shit up.
Yeah, you're warm.
Well, I used to get really constipated because I took a lot of Vicodin and shit.
Oh, okay.
A lot of painkillers. Okay. So you wouldn't shit for like 3 days, and you'd have to spray something up there.
Shane's excuses. He just goes to the Popeye's 6 days.
What, my butthole?
Why'd you get constipated?
Popeye's, I didn't get constipated.
What do you mean? Why'd
Operation
you
H is not for constipation.
It's for
hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoid.
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't take an enema because you couldn't shit?
No.
It was to soothe this hemorrhoid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right.
I got it from probably from Popeye's. Literally, probably the same exact thing. It's not that I go to Popeye's a lot, but
it may have been from wiping, from eating the Popeye's caused a...
I wipe too hard quite often.
I do that too.
Yeah, yeah,
you look down and see blood.
Often.
Sometimes it's shit and blood, and you're like, what do I do?
Bingo bango. I get that a lot. I have internal hemorrhoids. I got to tuck them back up. Yeah.
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 Oh, really?
From a child. Yeah, from being a child. You'd sit on the toilet. They don't teach you this. This is one of Gerben's original bits.
Yeah, it's not.
No, it is. It's absolutely.
A Gerber hemorrhoid donut?
No, it's a friend of ours who's a comic from Philly.
Okay.
And he used to have a bit going, I wish doctors would tell us not to sit on the toilet too long because you can develop hemorrhoids, which is expanded blood vessels that would, you can have external or internal.
Okay.
External hemorrhoids, obviously, outside. But the internals, they would come out like a bouquet of flowers.
Ew, dude.
Yeah, and you can possibly, if you go, like, let's say you have...
Ew, you had hemorrhoids that, like, were inside and came out.
If you go like to the a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you go to the restroom, night. Like, 3-4 times a day, like, let's say you have, like, an off day, if you will, you could possibly have an internal hemorrhoid go outward.
What do you do?
You tuck it.
You tuck it?
Yeah, that's why they're called tucks.
So you tuck it back in your asshole?
No, tucks.
That's not why they're called tucks.
Don't you want 100%?
That's not why they're called tucks.
Don't you?
It's the owner's last name.
That's not why they're called tucks.
Look it up. That's not it. Oh my god.
Sports.
Yo.
Don't fucking do that. Nobody asked for that.
For the mighty tucks.
Nobody asked for that. Just so, like no one asked for you to butt in.
Anaheim mighty tucks.
Fucking jokes when things are killing.
Send butt in.
Don't send fucking.
Everybody just missing the gold over here. The Anaheim mighty.
Yeah, we're dropping gold.
Good god.
Anyway,
the
point is,
gold and ignore it.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So you bleed sometimes, but the bleeding's coming from internal hemorrhoids.
So, are you sure?
I'm positive.
So
I've done
like, this is
many, many years
blood.
Of research. This the first time it's happened when I was like.
When was
18.
The first time your ass bled?
18.
Did you just come from a neighbor's house?
I went nuts. I was like, oh, I'm fucking dying. My mother was a nurse practitioner. I got really nervous.
Like a GHB in your tuna fish sandwich, and you had blood in your BM.
Shane's looking it up.
I'm Googling. I'm trying to find this lady. I did a show with Jay and Soda, and we were watching this fucking video. One of the most horrific videos I've ever seen. It reminded me because
you
were showing.
You do that.
You're doing this. There's a lady who got. She get fisted by three ladies at once,
prolapsed.
And her butthole prolapses, and it is literally the worst.
I sent you that.
You had elephant trunks.
Or you sent me that.
I may have, because it's one of the most horrific videos I've ever seen.
My buddy Easy sent me that.
Really? What's her name?
I'll look it up.
It turns into Snuffleupagus.
Well, that's what friends are for.
There's two dudes on all fours, and there's some dude pounding both assholes, and they come out like tortoise heads.
It's crazy. Yeah. This one.
The anuses do.
The anuses, they prolapse.
Yeah, I've seen that.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen. There's a lady.
I know I'm doing this.
Who gets three.
Just riding jet skis and cock.
Yeah. You guys bench pressing. Yeah, you just mount.
The mount, right? That's all I want. Me and Sam Elliott. Just fucking,
you know.
Russian Hansel.
Me and the other cowboy.
What mountain do you jet ski at?
You could jet ski on a lake.
He meant the lake at the bottom
of
the mountain.
Yeah.
And you and I were
thinking. I'll tell you what fucking lake
is. I was mad when I heard this.
Lake Wampalpak in the Poconos.
Lake Wampalpak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a fucking answer for you.
I'll fucking tell you.
I got it.
I'll give you something.
I was excited to tell you.
Lake Wampalpak.
Anyway, let me see.
Billy Guido.
Stop.
You guys have the prolapsed anus sex video?
Yeah, we have it ready if you want to watch.
What's the name? What's the name? Let me tell you if it's her.
Oh, Dave. Should I not ask for this stuff?
Yes.
Oh my.
Yes.
Three
by the way,
arms.
Hold on. Before we hit play, I want everyone to know.
Oh my god.
I want everyone to know. Don't watch this. For real, don't watch this. I can watch people get beheaded. I can watch the worst shit in the world. This is the worst video I've seen in my life.
Well, but yeah, because it's like a kid the first time with the pinata.
Wait
he doesn't know.
Wait till the. It is. Yeah. Dude, when the prolapsed asshole comes out, so I was like, well, I think it was Jay. Jay was like, oh, she had a football in there the whole time. And it turns out it's just her. All right, you guys go ahead.
See it. Yeah, don't watch if you're queasy or faint of whatever.
Yes, dude, I'll take
it. Starts out great.
No, I like this part.
Starts out great.
Good. They all have
I'm just the cops. I'm just the cops.
That was my first comment. Was if they're going to do something so crazy, why even fuck around with the narrative of, like, uniforms?
yeah, there's really no...
All right, fast forward, Drew. We're not going to watch the whole thing, you fucking sicko.
Better go to Halloween USA on the last day to get these outfits.
Oh my God, dude.
Nah, don't worry, dude.
Oh,
that's nothing.
That's two hands in a butthole.
Wait till you get three.
How do you warm up for that? Hurry!
My mom's having stovetop, too.
Oh, my God.
How is that an orgasm?
When she took the hands out, her asshole looked like a planter.
You know what's funny? I'm going to recycle a joke I did the first time, but it made me laugh again. It looks like they're about to give birth to a horse.
Oh, you're dead.
you like reach in and grab the animal.
Dad failed you. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Fast forward a little.
Oh, no.
Just a little.
I can't. How does an asshole get that big?
Keep going.
Oh, God. I don't want to have sex again.
You guys, wait till this is worse than Two Girls, One Cup.
It's going to flop out, right?
The end of this thing.
Already
no, it's not.
Two Girls,
I promise it is.
No, it's not. Does she shit?
Just watch.
If she doesn't shit.
Could you not? Oh, God.
She's crying. I'm starving right now.
Why would she not be crying?
Look at her face.
Oh, my God.
She's not even, she is afraid of what is going on.
She looks like a garbage pail kid.
You see shit pants?
Keep doing that. What? Putting another arm in your asshole? All
right, fast forward, dude.
No, fucking Drew's hard as fuck back there.
Francine Fisk.
Look at that. How is that possible?
How many times?
Dude, you remember pixie sticks? It looks like pixie sticks in her asshole.
Hold on, just wait. Just wait.
Her fucking vagina.
Right, get to the point where they pull it out.
All right. Okay. No, just wait. This is
it.
Nothing.
This is it.
This is nothing compared to what's about to happen.
I don't.
Dude, if she doesn't fucking.
No, dude.
She doesn't. Spit diarrhea all over these piglets.
I could jack off to the movie Hostel easier than this.
Way too easy.
Oh my God. Look at how it's fucking trying to suction back in.
Just wait.
If she pulls her heart out, that'd be one of them.
Give me five.
Oh no.
Just wait.
Don't give each other five.
Look
just
at that
wait.
Asshole. She's got the dog, like the asshole of an old pug.
Where is she? You guys know where she
is. Oh my God! What's it doing?
No, don't lick it. Don't lick it. No. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's a candy apple. It's Halloween.
It's a Nerf pussy. Asshole.
Oh, it's a candy apple.
Oh, my God.
Why is she stroking it like that? It's got to be sensitive.
What are you trying to do to it?
It's in front of...
touching it.
Oh, it's in front of a jet engine. Oh, it keeps coming out.
Is it an... what? No.
Put it back in.
Oh, my God.
I would be hitting that thing with a fucking shoe. A broomstick.
Oh, my God. This girl's sucking on it.
This is the Omen 3.
Why are you licking it?
Oh, God. All right, Cliff, turn this off.
You are all going to die.
I regret this.
Yeah. Now you do. Now you regret it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was disgusting. I've never...
Yo.
How great is that?
Fuck.
That's worse than Two Girls, One
Woo!
Cup.
Yes.
No, I disagree.
Throw up Two Girls, One Cup.
No.
Throw it up.
I can't watch it.
No. I can.
Watch it.
Throw it up. Here's what.
Here's why. Two Girls, One Cup is fucking fake. It's shit. Yeah.
It's also shit.
Is it fake?
The thought of shit.
Yeah, it's they put this ice cream
up
their ass
shit
and then
up their ass.
Yeah. So it's totally fake.
Oh.
This
the
is
magic
a woman
of cinema.
It's a woman. Is a
Hollywood smoke and mirrors.
A baby head anus fucking ass kid. Red.
That's
it's
crazy.
A fucking candy apple.
Oh my God.
And the caramel is shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
How horrific was that?
Oh,
it's the worst
man.
Thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
It was worse than watching my father die of Agent Orange.
Oh.
It was though.
The one girl grabbed it.
She grabbed my hood back down.
Dude, oh. She grabbed it like it was a
like dick. A Super Bowl trophy, and she started huffing
like
it.
She
like
was going to get
MVP.
Extra, you know, meth if she went all in.
Yeah, well, first of all, that's
one
exactly
you,
what happened.
When you lick it, you get an extra 50.
Yeah, yeah. We've all been there. Where
wouldn't you be crying?
I'm going on a limb there, but that's not love.
No.
Jimmy, I guarantee your definition of love is 10 times
How
worse
horrified
than what we just
are
fucking
you?
Witnessed.
You look terrified.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's crazy,
really,
right?
It is crew.
That fucking dude in the militia next to you is even taking him back.
Also, did anybody pat him down?
You don't throw up.
Yeah. That was, oh, man.
That fly fisherman that hates the government next to you.
Which? Which?
Can you imagine the smell in that room?
Oh, the butthole room?
Yeah. Oh.
I thought you were talking this one.
The fist room.
Throw on Two Girls, One Cup.
No.
Why? What's wrong with this? I want to see which one's worse.
We all know what's going to happen.
I know.
Let's cross the stream.
I haven't seen it in forever.
I feel like you're saying it's fake just to ease.
No, it's fake.
No, I agree.
It's for real fake. There's like some.
But it comes out pretty. It comes out pretty solid.
No, it comes
it
out like
stays solid. If it was ice cream, it would have melted in that butthole, dude.
No, it's like a type of like food or something. You can put it in a body.
Yeah, we were just talking about the box and the show.
I know,
the
I know. What are the odds?
It's fake.
Yeah, that's why it comes out like soft serve. Nobody's ever shit like that.
I don't think.
No, the vomiting on it is real.
Oh God!
You can't fake that.
Can you even find Two Girls, One Cup? I feel like it's kind of hard to find.
There was behind the scenes of some dude was just. Just shoving vomit up.
Yeah. He's used to be a puppeteer, now that CGI's taken over, he's got to do that.
Wow. I bet.
Gross, dude. I don't
want to. That butthole is worse.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
I bet it was worse.
Yeah.
Damn, I haven't seen this in so long. What was the music?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know what I do like, though?
The music's great. Starts out great.
Yeah, and it was in a ratio. Yeah. Yeah, it's like soft serve.
That's not fake.
That's fake. Who would shit like that into a cup? See how it's cut away, too? They didn't just do it.
Oh, my God. Around like a Jolly Rancher.
It's not real. I mean, it was
interacted with a toothpick when I'm trying
to... All right, that's it.
How much money would it take to kiss her right now?
No more. Turn it off.
You wanted it on, so you got to sit through it a little longer.
Do you know what this?
Turn it off.
Do you know what is worse than that?
Oh my God.
You know what is worse than that? One guy, one jar.
No.
Oh.
No. Have you seen One Guy, One Jar?
Don't do it.
All right, here's my guess. Is that a glass
I'm not
going to
look.
Does it explode
it's
while
a
he's.
Glass jar and it breaks in his asshole.
Oh, man, no, it's awful.
Are we allowed? Are we? I mean,
we are
you're
allowed.
The vice president.
We allowed.
The reason I know of this is because we've had Jim Norton on our show.
The glass jar is.
Oh boy!
No, this is not good.
Oh, he's got a sweatshirt dick.
Kind of like this
I
so
think
far.
He's got a lot on.
Looks like Jimmy's hat.
He's got a lot going on.
What?
Yeah, it's
oh my God.
Fine at first.
Oh, no.
I can't be in this room. This is the modern age. He could get a dildo or something.
Oh, this was a few years ago. It was after.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, then it broke. And now it's just blood.
All
out of his asshole.
Oh, my God.
Do you think it's a hemorrhoid he can push back in?
Oh, my.
Hey, close it.
Oh, my.
That's the worst thing.
Oh my God!
Actually, you know what? Three-fisted girl is worse.
That's the exact. That's where they get the audio from when you're playing a poker machine at a bar in the casino, and it's like shing.
Yeah, they add it to movies. It's anal.
It's glass. Old anal glass falling out of a butt.
It's ass glass.
Ass glass. Oh my God. Oh fuck you, Dave.
Dude, that is. I didn't. Well, I'm just letting.
God.
You. Now, have you seen?
All right, get off the computer.
Yeah, no.
Have you seen the guy?
Pull the goddamn plug if you have a fucking heart.
Have you seen the guy fucked to death by the horse?
Yes, Mr. Hand.
Mr. Hand.
I'm down with that.
Where he holds it to try to stop it, and then he realizes it's a horse.
I'm down with that.
No, it's his buddy who holds.
Yeah, he's trying to stop it.
His buddy alley.
I thought he was in. Once it starts going, he's like, "Well, this is too much."
Beat the Simmons, dude.
And then that's when you hear the guy. When you hear his ribs crack.
Now that I'm into, find it.
Die.
I want to see someone die by horse.
I wonder if he's in hell getting fucked by a horse. It's very possible.
Oh God.
Man, we had no plans for this show. That's the best part about it.
Well, I like to just throw it out there, see what we can do. We call it making magic.
This is making magic.
We sat down 2 minutes started. We're like, yeah, we don't have a plan. You're like, well, I do.
I do. We're going to
see. Jay texted me.
We're going to see an asshole bleed
hot,
by 8:30.
Hot Kinky Joe. Was that the name of the three fist lady?
Is that it?
I think her name was Hot Kinky Joe. So shout out Hot Kinky Joe. Thank you very much
for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Is she dead?
Must be.
Yeah, she's dead, right?
Even if that video was taken last week, she is dead.
Yeah.
That's a lifestyle that's not sustainable.
Agent Candy Apple.
I think if anybody sees that video, they would have to cream it.
Yeah, Mr. Hand.
Yeah, Mr. Hand.
By
the way, this guy was a scientist.
This guy died.
We're just watching the classics.
A scientist.
He was a scientist?
Scientist, and he couldn't figure out that
for science.
Yeah, see how his friend is trying to cup it off, though, so it doesn't go in too much?
Yeah.
See, I thought he was directing.
The horse goes... I'm going to go all in.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh! So right there he dies?
No, not yet.
No, he dies shortly after.
Oh.
Right about there is when you realize he's not going to live.
Oh, my God.
Usually when
I think they did say no bestiality. Yeah. I don't know if we're allowed to show that
He's coming, though.
Usually when
it
pulled
out,
though.
I've seen it on the network before, actually. So.
Yeah,
pulled out.
Yeah. The horse pulled out, but not after a shattering.
Last thing we need is some centaur collecting welfare.
Once a cock tickles your heart, you're not gonna make it.
Oh my God, I've never seen that before. That was centaur fucking insane. Oh my God,
man, half horse.
Jesus Christ.
Just wiggles the tip.
Oh, my God. Did you guys see that? Have you seen that before?
I'm sorry. You never saw Mr. Hand?
No, I never saw that.
Oh, died.
You never seen it? Yeah, he's dead. I watch it usually every night before.
And that was his brother controlling the horse stick?
Glass of milk. I got a glass of milk. I had
reruns of Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
My girlfriend came.
He couldn't talk, but he could fuck.
To my parents' house. And I drank milk at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
At home.
That's weird.
It's so weird.
Is that weird?
Irish dudes do that. Honestly. I
haven't drank milk in forever. I had not done this. I haven't had milk at dinner in forever.
Milk with spaghetti.
I drank milk with dinner. We had fucking steak, milk, potatoes.
Oh, that's Irish.
I didn't know milk was bad.
To drink with dinner.
Saw me drink milk and was like, you're fucking weird. This is weird.
Yeah.
She's also vegan. So like.
No, I think it was more just like it's weird if you drink milk.
Drink milk. It is weird.
Which it is.
Like children do.
And then I got a refill.
Yeah.
While someone else was up, I was like, you give me that milk? I chugged
That's
milk.
That's how we get hormones into kids now, is just give them the fucking milk early.
Yeah.
And they have tits at 9.
Bring it up.
Show it. No, don't. We'll all be arrested.
Wait, we put hormones in milk?
There's a lot of hormones in milk, yeah.
Yeah.
They pump the cows and chickies.
And the chickens, that's why they say the generation behind us is growing so big and developing so early.
Yeah,
I like that.
Look like women.
Because they're fucking. That's why I think we should lower consent.
Oh, wait. Is this. Look, I've been hearing this a lot lately. Ever since I've got older, I've heard dudes come up with scientific reasons why kids are hot.
You shouldn't hang
really
out
funny.
With them at all.
Yeah, that's rule number one.
I had a guy who was telling us one time, he's like, no, it's like these girls don't develop, but they're like 30, so it's okay to watch. And I was like, yeah, that's not something that I was trying to find a loophole in, man.
It sounds like
people he was a pedophile and he's on the sex offender registry now.
Oh, really?
He's a comic. Named Kevin McPeak. Real piece of shit.
Really?
Google him. Yeah.
What's his name?
Kevin McPeak.
And he was a pedophile?
Turned out he was a fucking pedophile. He was selling child porn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said that one time. Like no, guys, I got a loophole because everybody wants child porn. So all you got to do is, like, dude, he's a scumbag. I hope he dies. He's alive.
When was this? Like, what
a year ago?
I wonder if he
a year ago?
Did he crush?
No. He was a shit
I was hoping he crushed.
Oh, he said this on stage?
No, he would just say it, like really creepy shit at random, where
let's go back. This is fucking wild.
At a bar one night, he goes on about how there was some porn star who's like 30, but she didn't develop. She looks like a kid. So he's like, no, it's great, because it's like, you know, it's like fucking a kid, but it's legal to watch. And we were all like, yeah, that's not what we want. Like, we're not trying to find a loophole to, you know. And he's like, no, and nobody, like, he was just surprised that nobody was excited about that.
Oh, my God.
Is it this guy?
Yep.
That's him.
Oh,
and then
my God.
Him?
Yeah, and then they found out.
Well, John Candy?
I can't believe that guy's a pedophile.
Yeah, because he looks just like one. I hated him. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. There's another guy who got caught trying to fucking.
He looks like Mr. Potato Head if you rolled him under your bed.
I want to think.
He caught all the dust on his.
I want to think of his name though, because there was this one comic who tried to pick up like a 13-year-old, and they only had his picture of his headshot and his prison shot, his fucking mugshot. So it was the sex offender shot in a jumpsuit next to him comically holding bowling pins. And just the juxtaposition. And I can't think of his fucking name. And it's
so how did the other guy get caught?
He got caught online. This guy, feds, they were like catching him record stuff.
So he was speaking about this online, or he just got caught, like,
he would talk
to
like
download
that to
stuff?
People, but on a separate instance altogether, he was recording kids. And
he was recording. That guy was recording kids?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, he's garbage in every way.
So he wasn't just trying to buy or see
child
pornography. He was trying to
distribute, create. He was a...
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're going after Louis.
Yeah. There's way worse people.
They should be going after that guy.
Yeah. Well, they did.
Yeah, they
he's
got
on
him.
A registry, and hopefully he's dying very soon.
Well, he's in prison, right? I mean,
no.
You don't just get... What?
Welcome to America.
He created child porn.
They don't
distribute it.
Have you noticed, though, that these fucking creeps don't serve any time? Like, I'm a father. It bothers the shit out of me. Like,
wait, if you get caught
a year ago,
kids, you're in jail forever.
No. It'd be nice.
I think you're wrong.
I know I'm right.
If you get caught filming kids have sex,
they're not having sex.
Oh, he's just filming random kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
All right. Well, then that's great. I film kids.
Not changing in your fucking mom's house because they're your nieces.
Oh my God, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, man. Dave Landau.
I brought this down.
No.
That's wild.
But the world should know he's a piece of shit.
Yes, and that's only a year ago. He was
a year ago he got caught. Yeah,
that's insane.
Filming his niece change,
from what I understand. Yeah.
Good Lord, and you're saying this dude is?
I'll say allegedly, but no,
he's not in prison.
Not in prison.
How alleged is this?
He was convicted, and he's on a registry.
And his name again? What's his name again?
Solid allegation.
Kevin McPeak.
Kevin
used to go by Kevin Naked McPeak because that was his jokes on stage. He would say, "You know, I was at the grocery store naked."
Hilarious.
Right.
Damn, this guy crushes.
It turned out he was like, I was in my niece's room.
That's a headline.
This guy definitely crushes.
It's a headliner's headline.
Does he have videos on YouTube?
Oh, he's got to have some up. I guarantee you they're in.
Don't search him because the videos may come up a little different.
Nah, on YouTube.
No, they're not going to come up on YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
We got very dark, guys.
Oh, we did. Man. I don't mind it. I do not mind.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, this is
did it.
Yeah. I started it with the fisting.
It was the whole fisting.
The fisting thing just.
Good Lord.
Now we're just going to unfold the darkest parts.
Actually, it didn't start that way. It started about the conversation you had with the guy online who did do crystal meth up his ass.
Yeah, he shoved crystal meth
and
up his ass.
And he said he wasn't gay. That was the big thing when you interviewed.
Well, he was just trying to get high quicker.
You don't have to be gay to mess up your butt.
Legitimate question I have. So.
Yeah.
The nasal cavity and the gums are the quickest to the blood flow.
Yeah.
Which will get you
high.
That's
why you rub the, yeah.
And they say there's more nerve endings in your asshole to throw liquor or powdered coke.
You ever put coke in your butt?
No, I haven't.
We should.
Yeah, we should do it.
Only in
I try.
It wasn't for pleasure. Don't you have to, like, somebody... They made me do it.
Don't you have to somebody blow it in, like, with a straw and such?
Oh, do you have
that's how they do it. I think they
have a shitty straw on your ass.
I'll do it for you.
I'll
straw
close,
you
dude.
If you
fuck
straw
you,
me.
Man. I love you, too.
Dude.
I love you, too.
That's love.
But the honest question is, like, so with a like crystal meth, you have to take a piece of rock, shove it up your ass, and just wait for it to dissolve? It's almost like an edible.
Like an
edible gummy.
Yeah, except
you don't know how long it's going to hit or how hard it's going to hit.
I wonder if you put meth up your ass and forget, just like you do with an edible.
Yeah, and you're like, this
is
cool.
Like,
this
an hour later,
great.
An hour later, you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot I took that edible.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to take that microwave apart.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're in a hotel, though, with a leather mask on, disco lighting, you're pretty aware
of what
you've been doing.
I'll take an edible.
It's not really a casual high.
Imagine if you're with your other friend and you're both in the same outfit, like, just wait.
You're being fucked up.
Nothing's happening.
By a guy from Grindr.
You're just dressed in leather like it's going to hit soon.
Dude, it's a KTLA newsman, and that's all he'll ever be known for.
What?
You didn't hear about that?
No, what? The guy put meth in his butt?
Dude, he was a KTLA newsman, and yes, he was found in a hotel after he met a dude on Grindr. His wife and 9-year-old daughter were at home asleep. He met a dude on Grindr, met him in a hotel. The guy set up disco lighting, all that stuff so they could fuck a massage table, and then he shoved crystal meth up his ass. He put on a leather mask, and he OD'd on the meth, was vomiting into his mask. He
drowned.
This dude, yeah.
He died from that?
He OD'd and drowned, and that's...
His own throw-up?
That's him?
Well, yeah, that guy.
He also called in late to work.
He did call in late to work. They were going to fire him anyway. What's funny is he left work early because he said he wasn't feeling good, but apparently he just couldn't keep his raging erection for the rest of the news show in anticipation of ass meth.
Oh, my God.
What a way to go.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
It's an awkward funeral. Those people are just like, oh, yeah, hey, sorry about that.
It's an awkward funeral because they still have disco lights going.
Disco lighting is the funniest part. Or DJ lighting, they called it. I just feel...
This guy requested because he was, I guess he
met on Grindr.
Celebrity,
yeah.
So to speak.
So he's like, really, the only way I can come is if there's a massage table DJ lighting. Yeah. I wear a leather
mask. Massage table's the bed. Why do you got to bring in a hard service?
Yeah.
Lay the fuck down.
It makes it weirder. And then you shove crank up your ass. And then usually he comes, but this time he dies.
So why, honest question, not like you have the answer, but why do you need to shove it up your ass when you could just smoke it and still get the same immediate
gratification? Back to what we saw earlier, apparently... He had had it broken up, and the guy was fisting it into his ass.
Oh, God.
And then he would break it up again and fist more of it into his ass. And apparently, he had fisted too much into his ass, been throwing up in his zipped mask.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And EMTs walked in and were like, oh, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And they were like, isn't that the dude from the news?
And the lights were just sparkling over their heads.
How do you think their news channel handled it?
The EMTs is like, I didn't know I liked house music, but
this is pretty good.
Yeah, this is nice.
You like Bad Boy Bill? That Fat Boy Slim playing?
Damn. I fucking support this guy.
Yeah.
Well, you...
He gets at it.
He went out.
Yeah, he gets at it.
He went out like a fucking soldier, dude.
Yeah. Turns out there was a storm coming.
People have always... shit storm. People have always said, you know, how do you want to die? And you're thinking... Probably vomiting in a leather mask.
I could never have,
dude.
Never old, have come up with that.
The old ass tornado.
Even if you do come
down,
how good do you feel? Like, what do you? You just unzip the mask. You look at the DJ lighting. You realize you have a family. At what point does that feel good? Because come, we were talking about even on our show today. Sort of truth serum.
Yeah.
Now you don't have that that itch.
Yeah. The
now you're looking around a room.
When you come high, it doesn't release all of the truth serum. You come high and you're like, I'm still into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
You come sober, it's like, all right, let's go to bed. You know, let's split an Oreo cookie or whatever.
See, anytime I come high, well, I don't. Because if I did anything other than like weed, I can't get hard.
Yeah.
If I do coke, I'm no chance.
Yeah.
So I don't know. How about you?
Yeah. Well, great question. Thanks, Gary. it's hit or miss. It used to be. It depends on. This is true. You know what? I can't. I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna
hit
do
or miss. Actually, you know what?
This was our caller earlier who was telling us about meth up his ass.
Fire him up.
Yes,
you can
dude.
Explain it
this
a little
is real,
better.
If this cocksucker
unless
fucks
he starts
us up,
screaming the N-word.
Yeah, there's a child.
What's going on, guys?
This is him.
Hey, Steven.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. He definitely has meth up his ass.
No, he stopped doing that.
You got that sound. How you doing, buddy? What's up?
I'm pretty good, man. It's just, I don't know. It sounded like there was a little bit of confusion on the topic. And apparently I'm the compound media rectal methamphetamine expert now.
You are.
So if there's any questions,
please,
I'm happy
you
to
are
clear
a
it
correspondent.
Up.
Please, dude.
Yeah.
He's
right on. Well, you don't actually stick a rock up your ass, Tommy. You have to cook it up like it's an IV injection.
Oh, okay.
And then you... do the inserting portion, and then, that's what you do. And the whole point of it is that's actually technically the best way of getting high next to injecting something.
Wow. So it's more intense, outside of injecting, it's more intense than smoking or snorting.
Yes.
Canadians.
It's bioavailability, and it works the fastest.
Canadians speak like that, you know, the emergency channel?
Yeah.
Like, there is an emergency in this county.
I'm from Detroit, so we pick it up because we're on the border of Windsor.
So would you say, in terms of
You don't get tracks,
if,
though,
if,
that
if
way.
If I
either.
Can, for a second, make
Except
a...
For tracks of your dad's tears.
Make... Stop it, dude. If I can make a comparison. So a lot of people will say they enjoy cocaine because you can taste the drip as opposed to shooting it or putting it up their ass. They like the response, the physical response they get from... And when I say they, you know what I mean?
Well, you see, I was actually I was addicted to opiates for 10 years. I was addicted to cocaine for a long time.
Hell yeah!
I always injected cocaine, and you get the same effect from that. You can always taste it in the back of your mouth.
Okay.
So, I never really understood the appeal of cocaine. It doesn't really make you feel very good. And I've only done meth about 4 or 5 times.
He sounds like he's jerking off right now.
You only did meth 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. And the fifth time was anally.
Butt meth?
Yeah, but the other times were also going into my arm, remember, right? So
yeah, that's
so just from the bat, you were going straight in the arm, and then you went butt meth?
Yeah, I smoked it. I snorted it, too.
Did
but the main reason
coke?
Why people do drugs rectally is because they're normally not willing to stick a needle in their arm. So that's like, okay, I can do this as a slightly not as bad alternative.
Right, but you're also bypassing the snorting and smoking. So that's my first question.
I also feel like it's less socially acceptable.
Oh, I had smoked
so you can
and
hide
snorted it before
hide.
I had ever taken it rectally.
So do you have to crush it up powder style before you throw up your ass?
You can throw it into a spoon, water, heat, dissolves, draw it up with a syringe.
Oh, so you
really
dissolve it like heroin?
Yeah.
Yeah, like to make it in, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm now getting this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you can try it.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking very, very specific questions.
And it's like 0.6 of a gram, you said earlier. Like
so
you can
you...
do a certain amount, right?
No, you should only do maybe a point or two.
Yeah, see, that, yeah.
So what's a point in comparatively to like a 20 bag of Coke?
20 bag of Coke, that would be 2 points.
Yeah, okay.
So... Yeah. A half, like, if you wanted to do... All right, let me ask you this. If someone offered me meth and I was like, yeah, I fuck with coke here and there, if someone offered me a line of meth, I'd be worried because I know I'm going to be up for 16 hours or whatever the fuck. What was
That's
your...
Why you'd be worried?
I'd be worried
yes,
where
absolutely.
I was at.
I'd be worried that I'm doing meth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, be worried that
it's between me and him.
I'm in a place where some biker's old lady.
Yeah, why are you doing meth?
Listen, I'm making a scenario.
Okay, you're at a meth party.
So you're in the Rockies.
If that scenario ever happened.
You're in Arizona with six Indians.
Yeah.
Hold on, I want to hear it. So go ahead.
Okay, if that scenario ever happens and you should feel inclined to try it, I recommend just snort a tiny little bump. Honestly, it works. Instantly, there's no real benefit to IVing. There's no benefit to doing it rectally. I never liked smoking it. It's a weird high.
Why does someone go from cocaine to methamphetamine?
Well, cocaine kind
of duration of effect.
Huh?
The duration of effect lasts a lot longer. I prefer cocaine though.
You ever just take Adderall?
I don't use any of these drugs anymore.
Steven, why don't you just take Adderall?
He took Adderall. There's no way he didn't.
I'm not interested in any of that stuff anymore, man. I mean, I'm an alcoholic. Like, I drink every day, but the
Hell
way I
yeah.
look at it, all I'm doing is drinking, and I haven't used any hard drugs in many years. That's probably a
well,
not
fuck
the worst
that, dude.
Thing ever.
Go back to doing hard drugs.
Did you have the... Don't encourage this.
Stop being gay, Steve, and do hard drugs. OD in a leather mask.
Sounds like a fist of meth.
Do you like DJ lighting? Did you also have the constipation issue when you were on opiates? Like, did you do a lot of Vicodin?
Yeah, I mostly did hydromorphone. Okay. I was like an IV user of hydromorphone. And yeah, definitely constipation.
Okay, yeah.
I wouldn't shit for a week at a time sometimes.
A week? A whole
then
fucking...
You have to give yourself an enema to
shit. Wait. You wouldn't shit for a week?
Before.
7 days.
Five to seven days you wouldn't shit. Yes.
You remember that Menace to Society? You didn't shit for a week because you want to get fucked in jail.
Yeah, but that's a... Is that right?
It was in the movie.
I didn't think this really...
It's awful, man. When it finally comes out, it's just like a cinder block, and it weighs about 15 pounds. It's awful.
It's kind of like the woman's ass who got fisted.
Oh, fuck, man.
Did you watch that?
That was... That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it'll keep you off ass meth.
That's coming from a guy who shoved meth up his ass.
I can do beheading videos. I can watch people get blown up, get shot. I can handle all that. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, right.
It was. I thought so too.
Yeah, there's nothing worse. Two girls, one cup was like a palate cleanser.
Well, that was one cup was still tough.
Old candy apple Landau.
A lot easier than old octopus asshole.
Yeah, God, that thing.
We're gonna Jim Olive.
It's like old fucking Jimmy's head popping out. That's how your mom gave birth to you, Jimmy, you fucking mutt.
Shane.
He's such a sweet boy. Man,
you're like the alcoholic abusive stepdad. You fucking mutt.
Shane,
let me go find your ma. You can have her one of two ways, on your back or on your side.
let me ask you something. How much do you think the mask had an effect in this guy's death? Not just the meth, but the mask.
Oh, we're talking to Steven.
But to answer your question, I think a zipped mask when you're vomiting is bad news bears.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think it accelerated the effect of the drug, Steven?
Yeah, Steven, that was a major factor in it. Once you start introducing vigorous sexual activity into when you're already in that physical state with your heart rate and you're already exhausted, dehydrated and whatnot, that's recipe for disaster, obviously.
Yeah, it's like back in the ecstasy days when you didn't know what the hell was in it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you wanted to have sex, but you were already dehydrated. You're chewing a pacifier.
Oh, the
you're
best.
Sweating.
Ecstasy was the best.
It was good, but, man.
You were in on that.
Me, it was the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, so
I sold more of it, but, like, I
you were selling X in Detroit?
Oh, yeah. Well, because you could buy a pill for 20 and sell it to a fucking kid for 35,
yeah.
And then you get your X free. Now you're off to the rave to do balloons and dance.
Hell yeah.
Do me a favor. I don't have any water. Can you shove this pill up my ass?
You're going to want water. No, just put it up there. This is a Tic Tac. I'm aware.
I'm fully aware.
All right.
Eat it next.
Well, thanks for calling in, Steven. Do you have anything else?
Got anything to plug? You got any shows coming up?
Another thing you might find... Yeah, another thing you might find interesting, the whole reason, like I mentioned, I have only done meth about 5 or 6 times.
Nobody believes that.
The whole...
Yeah, that's not true.
Well, you might actually hear the whole reason that's the case is because I quit doing it permanently after I was up for 10 days one time, literally zero sleep, 0 minutes of sleep, zero food. I almost died after that, so that was enough to scare my way from it.
You binged 5 times.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so you did it like 60 fucking times. 5 different
times. In a very short amount of time, I guess you could say.
If you're up for 10 days, you were fucking crushing it.
Yeah, I had an 8-ball, and I did it all.
So meth is cheaper but more powerful than cocaine, right?
Definitely.
Right, so that's why people move on to meth.
Yeah,
otherwise,
we should do meth.
No,
but it's a shittier high. Cocaine is definitely better.
Hell yeah. I gotta call.
But I don't do any of it anymore, so I wouldn't know.
Good for you, for real.
Do you kiss boys?
No, man, not my persuasion.
Steven, are you fucking?
I know it's
fibbing?
Shocking, and nobody believes it, but I'm a straight man.
Dude, if you're gay over the phone.
Also, your first comment is nobody believes this, but I'm straight.
If you're gay over the phone.
It is hard to open with ass meth and close on straight.
Hey, I've dealt with that for a long time. I also play the piano. I'm into classical music. I'm used to I'm used to the suspicion.
You are
ass
meth.
Wrong.
I was a theater major. It's fine.
You were a theater major?
Hey, man.
Yeah, and a film major. I went
nice,
for
dude.
A year.
You
and
still are. Let
and
me
I
tell
love
you
cock.
Yeah, you still
never
are.
Denied it.
You're an ass miner. That's what you are.
I put meth in the ass. I just don't take it. I sprinkle the dust in.
I find it harder. I find it harder to believe that you're 36 than you were a theater major.
Well, I was a film and theater
lying.
Major in community.
You're fucking lying.
No,
Steven's
not at all.
A fucking lie. Dude, this is fake news.
No, you can look up.
This is all fake news.
Lansing Community College, I swear to God. I had a theater and film degree, and I never took a real class, and I dropped out. I was at Second City.
Is that why you and fucking Jimmy were out to dinner? You guys talking film?
You're talking theater.
Were you?
Yeah, we were doing a streetcar named Desire in the park.
I don't get the reference because I'm not
what
a faggot.
I mean? Exactly. And me, I love cock. No, I'm not a cock fan, but I'm not the most masculine person I've ever laid eyes.
You're kind of masculine. I fucking
try a little
you
bit.
Walk in, I feared you.
No, I drink well. Then you stand up.
Dave Standow.
Dave Standow.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Steve, don't kiss. Kiss him, boys, and do a meth, you
Steve.
Fucking weirdo.
Stay away from that long time coke.
That does seem like an inconvenient drug.
Yeah.
LSD, I peaked for 7 days, and that's why I stopped doing that. Mm. But it was after hundreds. It wasn't my...
You never hear a good meth story.
No, nobody's ever like, look, it's just, I did it for a little while.
Nobody has fun doing meth.
No. I don't know if I told you or told this story here, but like my brother bought like a 100-pack of ecstasy. And we went to the Poconos, and he was just throwing, after like an hour and a half, he was just throwing pills in my lap. And you get to a point where there's nothing... This is how I imagine meth
was. It pure
would be.
MDMA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a mix of who knows what the fuck it was, but
so it was like yellow peach.
It wasn't Molly.
Or
no, this
fuck.
Is this
yeah,
is
yeah,
15
the old
years ago.
Butterfly garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There'd be a Nike symbol or a fucking
yeah, whatever was on it. Yeah.
Big smiley face.
It took four Vaders and I'm
yeah,
pissing
right.
myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And after like two, you're like, this is nonsense. You're just skating through hours and hours of...
You're just trying to stay alive at that point because you're downing water and trying to watch a light show.
Yeah, and you don't want it to end.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine meth... Like, why would you take meth knowing you're going to be up for 12 hours, 18 hours?
Well,
one bump.
It doesn't seem fun. I mean, it's got to be insanely addictive for whatever reason. But it's like crack. I did crack once. It's very exciting.
Damn.
Not a lot of people
you
do crack once. No, not
it only
anymore.
Lasts like...
You did crack.
I did crack.
Isn't that sick. Like 15
I'm
or 30 minutes?
I'm a recovering addict. That's why you guys got the booze and I got the...
Oh.
I call it Wawa.
So how long is it the crack? The crack high lasts...
Very quickly.
5 minutes.
Basically, if that, you kind of blow it out and you're done.
Dude, that's sick. If you drank one Bud Light, you would do crack?
No. I would just drink
really
a
say
Bud
that's
Light
true,
and then
though.
Drink 40
yeah.
Bud Lights.
That's what I mean. And then...
Well, eventually it would lead to God knows... Well, I would start yeah. doing cocaine because that's what I was addicted to.
Do you want
to
do coke?
If I was drinking,
coke.
I would
Are you addicted
coke.
To coke?
I was.
What?
You could lay it out on the table. It wouldn't bother me now.
It wouldn't, yeah.
But 10 years
imagine,
ago...
Imagine Anthony, yeah. like, 6 months later, he's like, oh, I got another fucking Hardy here.
Just my nose is mashed in like fucking, fucking Marty Moose.
So what was your favorite drug of all time?
Alcohol.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
That's not a drug.
I mean, if you don't want to count that as a drug, LSD, but cocaine I did to stay up to drink.
Wow.
So it was a good party companion.
Yeah. No shit.
What the fuck were you doing?
I got fucked up when my dad died. I started doing a lot of drugs and hitting the streets, and I...
Were you prostituting?
Yeah, no.
You were tooting?
No, I sold a lot of drugs, though. No, I was never never got to the sucking dick for...
No, I didn't say...
Or
yeah.
fucking fat women or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never did... Well, I mean, I fucked fat women. Not for money.
Yeah. For pleasure.
Shit, I gotta
bill them.
Let me rewind that, sure.
How many meat wagons I gotta bill?
To put my dick in terrible places.
Damn, dude, I didn't know you were such a fucking dark motherfucker.
Yeah, I was arrested 13 times, and yeah, after my 13th
good baker's
arrest,
dozen.
I was like, good baker's dozen. Well, I was only charged 7 because I'm white. And fortunately, yeah, my 13th arrest... I was an adult and I stopped. I finally got help. I mean, I relapsed a few times, but it was. I hit rock bottom.
Well,
you guys have my mugshot? You can show them. I know it's on the computer.
What was rock bottom?
It was just getting a DUI as an adult. I'd always been arrested under the age of 21, 12 times. And finally, I was 27 years old. I had a wife. And I got arrested because I was so shit-faced. I noticed my car had a flat tire. And I felt I should drive up to the old gas station to fill it up.
Mm.
So I drove with a flat tire on a rim up to the gas station, pretty much blackout. There I am.
Yeah, well, you look good, dude.
El Chapo.
Yeah.
Detroit's
yeah.
El Chapo.
Yeah, that's me, high, drunk. I'm really proud of myself there. Eddie Munster haircut.
Good glow, though. Got a nice glow.
Yeah, you look always you actually
nice
look good
there. Rosy cheeks,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Besides the fact that I was on the brink of suicide, I still...
You look, yeah, dude.
You look hot as fuck, dude.
Thanks, man.
You look like Jon Snow. You look like Game of Thrones.
I was pretty badass.
Yeah.
Chicks dug me, you know?
Did it, dude.
Did they?
Well, some did. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, I know why. You were fucking getting arrested and selling X.
Well, that if you do have cocaine, you will attract a certain female.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Game of Bones.
Game
you know
of
what
Bones,
mean?
Baby. No, but then I kind of got clean and was doing comedy and met my wife, and then I fell off really hard and turned into that, and then I switched back to trying to be normal.
There you are.
And here I am.
Here we are.
Sober.
Damn.
Wow.
So if you guys ever want to come over and do ass meth, I'm not going to join you.
You would support.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'll give it, but I won't take.
Be great if you just
like that.
Rang the doorbell and there was just a horse in your living room.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, come on in. Oh, these aren't for me. They're for you. You're like, I'm going to go. Good luck. No knob on the side. Windows fucking bulletproof glass. You just hear a shotgun cock.
Damn, dude. Yo, before we go, I opened for him in Harrisburg.
Yeah?
I was just telling Jimmy about that at lunch.
Crazy.
And Matt McClowery.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I was like, I knew him before he was the New York comic.
Yeah.
And you were fucking killer.
It was right when I started in Harrisburg.
You were a killer.
Thanks, man.
You really were.
There used to be, I don't know if you remember this, because downstairs there was a fucking bar that was like $1, you call it. After the show.
Yeah, night.
Every single drink was $1.
Okay, yeah.
So we'd get done with the show. It was every Friday and Saturday. I was the only host at Second Street Comedy Club. Dude, I would go down.
Chris Kattan had such a good time. He was arrested for drugs
dude,
the week before.
So many monsters.
Leaving that fucking
stories about
Chris Kattan. I hosted that weekend.
That week, and then he got arrested.
And I was wearing a black T-shirt. He got arrested on the way back.
Yeah, yeah.
I walked in the green room.
So many stories about that Muppet. He's a fucking.
Awful. I walked in the green room and he was like, when are you bringing my car around? And I was like, I'm on the show, dude.
I remember you telling me that.
I was a bouncer the entire time. I was introducing him and he was like, what are you doing with him? He was so fucked up.
You hated dude, him.
One of the funniest fucking moments I've had in stand-up was introducing Chris Kattan. First off, this is how fucking gay he is. He was like, we're like, do you have any music you want to come out to? Because this is how little they gave a fucking Harrisburg. I also ran, like, sound.
Lights.
Like, I was in control.
I remember you ran everything. Yeah. And there was some lady who supposedly owned it who didn't give up.
Didn't give a fuck. No one gave a fuck
is
except
Second
for me.
Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. Second Street, yeah.
So he was like, yeah, would you play Sex is on Fire by Kings of Leon? So I was like, for sure.
What car commercial would you like
to
come up to?
What a fucking dildo. So he's downstairs. The green room was downstairs. And I got on stage and I was like, I know you guys are excited because it's sold out. It's Harrisburg, dude. They were stoked. Chris Kattan was there. Mm-hmm. Sold out. I was like, yo, are you guys fired up for Chris Kattan? He looks exactly like Sam Hyde in that. Oh, if anybody knows who Sam Hyde is, that's exactly who he looks like.
Jesus.
Damn, Chris Kattan and Sam Hyde look the exact same.
Fleshlight. Look at his fucking.
Looks like he's playing a Downs character.
So I bring him. I'm like, ladies and gentlemen.
Looks like the character on the face of a pizza box. Do you like pepperoni? Come down. Down to pepperonis and pepperoni out.
I'm down to bowl cuts. Look at
bowl cuts is nice, dude. That's exactly. I saw him the day before. I was with him the night before that picture.
You were telling me, like, we had just met, and you were like, look at this picture, and then you were just going into how much you hated him.
I hated that motherfucker.
Like 2 minutes into meeting him, he's like, look at this asshole. Dude,
the week before, he was like, introduced me to Sex is on Fire. So I was like, all right. So I introduced him, like, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Kattan. And then he just stayed in the green room. So I just stood on stage for the duration.
Didn't you have to do sound, though, for
almost
him
the,
to do
yeah.
the Night at the Roxbury head?
Yes, yeah. At the very end.
No.
But basically, I stood on stage after I was like, hey, are you guys ready for your headliner? Chris Kattan, Sex is on Fire, is blasting. I'm just standing there. He didn't come up. And then he got on stage and was like, fucking host sucks. Like, he was pissed. He, like, blamed me that he didn't know he was supposed to go on. It was insane. Friday night, my friend sold coke. My friend sold him cocaine the entire time. He...
Too bad fentanyl wasn't all that popular.
I know, right?
Fentanyl was... I think something was...
Okay.
He was doing something else.
No, he would have been didizo. That's the joke.
Well, no. No, it's, I mean, yeah, that's
I still
the
want him dead.
No, he was almost diddo because he fucking Friday night he passed out and cracked his head on his hotel toilet and had to go to the ER. Saturday he's on stage.
Will Ferrell's making $20 million a
yeah,
movie.
Will?
And this guy's bleeding into
naming.
A toilet at a Holiday Inn.
He resented him. He resented the fuck out
of course,
it, dude.
Yeah.
He kept being like, Will? Who, Will?
The guy
like,
who never helped me because I'm a piece of shit.
You say Will Ferrell, dude. You use both names, you stranger. You complete stranger.
He did one movie with you and distance himself.
Yeah, you absolute
drove.
No one. But he was like, he had a fucking Band-Aid on the Saturday Night Show. He pulled it out, and he was like, that's from my IV. And the whole crowd was like, oh.
Oh, my God.
He bombed. He did like 20 minutes.
Was he in a vest? I just assume he was in a vest.
I don't remember.
I don't know why.
I would have remembered a vest.
He was
a dumb probably no
character.
Well, that Keepers. when he was there, somebody was like, you know, he sucks at talking, right? I was like, what do you mean? They're like, every character he ever did on Saturday Night Live was silent.
That's true.
No lines.
That's really true.
Anyway, great guy. I'd love to open for you, Chris, if you...
What is he in now? He was on some sitcom where he was like 8th or 9th banana.
I think he cleaned
middle?
Up. I think he cleaned
Did
up
he sober
act.
Up?
I think he sobered up.
No. Paid off in spades.
No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't, because he was just in, I believe, Bridgeport. I reached out to... I think I talked
Comics?
To Vinny Brand.
You wanted to meet the man who met Will Ferrell?
And I was like, I've heard so many like nightmare stories from like you and even McKeever opened for him.
Unreal.
I was like, dude, he was fucking just a nightmare.
Yeah,
nightmare.
No one had anything good to say about him when he started touring.
Yeah.
He started telling me about him, and then I just heard nightmare story after nightmare.
You I actually liked was Screech.
Yeah, everybody shits on him. Yeah.
I like Screech.
And he was nice.
Yeah. He was the man, dude.
Pleasant
was
he funny?
Person.
Screech was the man. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, he's like, he just wants to be called Dustin. I mean, I know he stabbed a guy, but I'd be like walking around and people are screaming Screech at him, but he would walk right up to you and be like, no, my name's Dustin.
Yeah, yeah.
And people would immediately stop being a dick once they realized he was a human being.
But you could also tell he was definitely a fucking dork dildo.
Yeah.
Great dude. Definitely a fucking
you
dude.
Could, I'd rather you be first, like a nice guy.
But he was like a...
He could be a dildo.
Tell
he was
a child star dork dildo.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it
yeah.
wasn't his fault. Like,
right.
he knew his parents did it to him.
Right, right.
Letting him be in Hollywood at that age.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
a modern one of them. He actually looks pretty good in that.
I mean, he, no, that's... You can tell he's a
he's
douche.
Not, I'm glad he said it, though. Because he's not a bad guy, though. I mean,
he was cool.
Shit. Yeah.
He was cool, dude. I liked him.
I had no issue with him.
What, he got arrested?
He did. He stabbed a guy at a bar who kept calling him Screech.
Well, that's actually cool.
He was doing a one-nighter in Wisconsin, so I'm sure
I'm going to take off. I'm going to stop calling him a fucking douche, dude. He stabbed a guy?
On Christmas Eve, so you know he was in good spirits.
Well, he's
some one-nighter.
Screech is definitely a Jew.
Yeah, he's a Jew.
Yeah,
Diamond.
Yeah, Diamond.
Like the
his Diamond.
Wait, is Diamond his real name?
I think it is. Yeah.
Well, is there a more Jewish
he's
name?
Gifted.
No, unless it's Gold.
Dustin Jewelry.
Real name is Gold Silver Diamond Exchange.
Oh.
Dustin controls Dustin the media. Steam
Diamond Exchange.
Times his middle name exchanges his last.
His middle name is actually Neil. Dustin Neil Diamond.
Is it really?
True story.
His middle name is Neil Diamond?
Right now, yeah.
That's purposeful.
His name is Neil Diamond?
That had to be on purpose.
That is so purposeful.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I would go by Neil. All
right, yeah, let's fucking end it.
Yeah, let's wrap this shit up. It's a fucking
show.
Hell of a show. Dave, thanks for
Dave, thank you.
Being here, kiddo.
I think we passed the test.
On what we've done.
Did we pass the test?
Yeah,
I loved being here. Did I pass the test?
Tell the Emperor.
Well, report back to whoever controls this network and tell me and Tommy are all right.
Be honest, I don't know.
I think it's the fucking Jews.
Yeah. I think you know who runs this place? The Diamonds.
Yeah. It was the Diamond Exchange.
Darce Diamond.
I think it's Keith the Diamond Exchange.
All right, Jews in the Box, thank you so much.
All right, thanks to the B Squad Jews.
Jews on the Couch and Jews on the Benchies.
Oh, wait.
Shout out.
Thanks, guys. Sorry about what we
Colorado
talked about.
Colorado King, thanks for coming out, kiddo.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Hold
anything
on.
To say?
Don't cut me off. I got to plug some shit. Well, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, dude. No. You fucking try.
Trying a bulletproof vest.
Oh, this looks great. What the hell? You
say something
very
nice.
Negative today, man.
I think it looks nice.
Brady.
I like the boots.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought you looked good, Brady. I'm not sure.
Thanks for making the trip, dude.
They're very handsome tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
Live and in person.
Thanks, man.
Tommy, I like your hair, man. It
Shut
looks
up.
Great.
The Shut up.
Jimmy's a sweetie.
What is
Jimmy.
This?
Never mind. March.
All right, guys.
March 14th.
Hit that goddamn button.
March 14th.
The button.
Fuck DaveLandau.com. March 14th. March 14th, come to Helium.
Fuck Dave.